Fanatic Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Toe Diggs.
Atta baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Toe.
Good day to you, sire. You look good.
Thank you, sir.
You look very good. On the ones and twos is one Bruce Braun.
What's going on?
How you doing, Brucey Braun?
Doing well. Doing well.
Bruce texted me last night.
I did.
Let me make sure I get the exact.
Oh, maybe some.
Got it. I think got to try to do some live ponies.
I was just scouring, man. I was looking everywhere. Were you saying, give me something.
Were you saying we had to bet live ponies on the show? Is that what you were saying? Or
yeah, actually, I do think that. So,
Saratoga running today.
Saratoga
what are you
is
wearing Bruce.
This is my quarter zip.
It's fucking for, golf day, dude.
Yeah, it's for when I want to look extra suity.
We don't have any ATP plays.
No. So in 7 minutes, there's actually a 6-furlong claimer at Saratoga that I believe sets off the late pick five. We missed the pick six. Let's see. Come back to me and all.
You're making me feel better by the second about betting Champions League qualifiers this morning.
Did it hit?
I think they're both going to push, unfortunately.
That's all right. I mean, at least you had some action today.
Olympiakos gave one up in the 92nd.
Ugh. Hate to see it.
Kiev and Fenerbahce are still going. I think there's like 5 minutes left. It's 0-0.
Okay. Man, how are you doing today, pal?
I'm doing pretty fantastic, Tony. The Indiana Fever covered last night. The Vegas Aces got blown out, though. So 1-1 WNBA. There was a run in the first inning. And then you guys were all over the American League when I saw that there was two runs in the first inning. Yeah. And AL was plus 240. I was like, well, I want to bet on this game. So then I threw that, and that came home, too.
Smart. You guys were on the AL. I was on the NL.
I can't believe the over didn't hit.
What are you talking about, dude?
3-2 after that. I knew. Hey, I fucking knew it. I knew McClanahan was going to get fucking roughed up. There was no way, dude. Your own coach buries you like that. I've never seen this guy pitch before. And I'm real confident in your all-star game starter.
Yeah, McClanahan. That happened to McClanahan. And then Gonsolin was the one who got for the NL.
How does Gonsolin have a sub-2 ERA? That's not real life.
He's 11-0.
Him and Artie Perez are living in a simulation.
He's 11-0.
Yeah, I know. He's not that good. I would take my chances any day in a playoff series against Big Tony Gonsolin.
He's 11-0. So you got the AL first five and full game. I had the under, but also had the NL, so that one didn't work out for me.
That boost didn't hit either.
The Shohei one did.
Did it?
Really?
Yeah, it was either Shohei or Acuna to get a hit in their first at bat. Shohei did.
Shohei got the hit.
Yeah.
I think we love the five horse.
The five horse.
Yeah, that's race.
Go on five.
Race six at Saratoga. 5 minutes to post. We're
What's
on the
five horse. Fucking odds on him?
He's 7-2. Okay. So that's plus 350. I'm putting it in right now.
Okay.
All right. Keep a surprise.
What was it, the five horse?
The five horse.
In race six.
Aristocratic, yeah, the five.
In race six?
Race six, the five
Saratoga.
Horse, Saratoga, five
Aristocrat?
Yeah.
Aristocratic or aristocrat?
Aristocratic.
Okay.
All right, big win for the AL there.
Big win. Big win for the AL. Giancarlo got the
today with that hair.
Giancarlo got the MVP. I don't think any of us were on that.
Nah.
We should have taken someone we knew that was potential of hitting a home run.
I mean, Buxton has been good all fucking year.
Yeah, the only reason he didn't get it was because he had a fucking solo shot and Stanton had a 2-run shot.
Yeah, Stan fucking dented the baseball.
He did absolutely fucking.
Everyone was impressed by what happened to the ball. What about him not even looking?
That was the crazy part.
That was more impressive to me. Motherfucker didn't even look at where the ball was.
Yep. Yeah, it is. All right, so that was last night. Today, notoriously, every single year is the slowest day in the sports schedule. We already had the WNBA game today. What a fucking thriller that was between the Sky and the Storm.
Yeah. Great cover by the Sky.
Great cover by the Sky.
Wasn't doubt a bit. You get him as an underdog live.
Obviously, we've got fucking Saratoga going on right now.
Yeah.
We will break down the 3M Open.
Yes, we will.
Which starts tomorrow. I obviously will do a round robin fucking three ball for the first round. Then we'll give out some potential winners for that. And then we have, we will do the New England Patriots Day.
There we go.
Day three of the NFL breakdown. Starting with the AFC, we got the New England Patriots today. Already did the Bills and the Dolphins. We'll finish with the Jets tomorrow and then Friday. Just some overall wrap-ups on the AFC East. We'll do that. I wonder
your boy Tannenbaum.
Huh?
Your boy Tannenbaum, Mac Jones, Dark Horse MVP.
Okay, so that makes me think that he's going to have the worst season he's ever had, which is only the second season. If Tannenbaum thinks that, oh boy, that's not good news. I wanted to talk about, though, just came out before we came in here, Jimmy G, permission from the 49ers and his agent to seek a trade.
What the fuck are you going to get, dude?
Exactly.
You just saw what happened with Baker.
Baker just got a fifth-round pick. Now, do I think Jimmy G's slightly better? Yeah, but all the fucking seats are full.
Yeah. Field Yates also tweeting out that Baker can earn that money back.
He can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Panthers could win the Super Bowl too, dude. Like, some of the things in there are so fucking absurd. Like, make an NFC championship. Like, what the
Let's play a game. Go ahead, Bruce.
Maybe Jimmy G comes and mentors old Danny Dimes.
Okay, let's play a game. Let's run through the
team. Got T-Mobile, though.
We do. Very mobile.
Who? Hold on, let me see here. What were you going to say? What are you laughing about?
T-Mobile. It's very mobile. He is. He's T-Mobile.
Canadian, dude.
Okay, so.
If we didn't have Teddy Bridgewater, you know.
Yeah.
But then that'd be too much. That'd be a fucking circus if we got Jimmy G.
Okay, it's not going to be the Bills. It's not going to be the... If you're a team that's potentially good enough, has a good enough Super Bowl roster, and you could trade like a six-round pick to, like, say the Bucks do it. Now, obviously, he's not going to start over Tom, but you think you have a good enough Super Bowl roster that if Tom gets something that happens to Tom, you then have Jimmy as a backup and you still win the Super Bowl this year.
How much money is a second round or a third round pick worth to the 49ers is what we have to ask ourselves. Because if a big dog goes down early, Jimmy G is fucking prime real estate for getting a second or a third. If one of these teams who's fucking ready to go, if their big guy goes down somehow, and I'm not going to say teams or names, but if a big loses their quarterback, 49ers then hold the cards once again. So how much is that worth to the 49ers is what we have to ask.
Yeah, Gump, I was thinking about that this morning. Like, there's usually one team that's pretty good, has a drastic quarterback injury during training camp with, like, the Raiders training camp starting today, the Hall of Fame game training camp starting today, all training camps starting at the end of this week or by next week, I think, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, football's so back. But there's always one quarterback that goes down. It's always like the worst thing of all time. And that's, I think, right when Jimmy G's probably going to get shopped at least, or halfway through the season, like something like that is the only way that I see any value in trading him.
49ers have cap space to keep him, right? Like, that's not an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're under the cap.
They got like $5 million in cap right now.
Just fucking hold on, dude. Why not? It's going to happen. Somebody's going to lose their quarterback. It happens every year, dude.
I just went through all of them. Okay. I think he's better than Jalen Hurts.
Definitely.
Hey,
but if you're the Eagles, you know, I don't think you're...
Tell me, man. I fucking go to bed in my Jimmy G jersey, dude. I love Jimmy G.
But if you're the Eagles, I don't think they're going to do that trade.
No, you can't, because you can't do it. It's the same thing with Pat talked about it today. He talks about it all the time about with Josh Allen and the Bills and Cam Newton.
Correct.
If they do that, you're just putting that, you're creating an issue.
Okay. Now, I liked him as backup, and I would have been whatever as a starter. But Jimmy G is better than Marcus Mariota. Like, if you're the Falcons and winning is the – if you're in it to win it, you would get better at quarterback.
How about if the Steelers didn't draft Pickett? Would you take him over Mitch? That's a terrible spot to put you in.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What do you mean, dude? Jimmy G's been to a Super Bowl and another NFC Championship. Mitch has been to what, one playoff game?
They make a good argument. I do like Mitch, though.
Yeah, I'm not. I didn't mean to put you in a terrible
spot. No, you're fine. You're fine. But they do make a good point.
Yeah.
Dude, when Jimmy G plays, he is super good, but I really do think, like, I just go back to, what was it, last year, Cam Newton situation in New England. When Mac Jones was drafted, it was basically like, okay, well, this is going to end up being Mac Jones' team, and it was just awkward with Cam Newton. Like,
let me say this. Let me see here.
And what if he's actually, if he wasn't actually healthy last year either? Like, that's a thing we have to think about, too.
Shoulder better than ever.
Like, I think...
But when the fuck is Jimmy G healthy, dude? Like, when has he ever been healthy? Yeah.
When's Marcus Mariota healthy?
Good point.
Five looking good heading into the game.
What about Jameis?
The backup in Vegas.
I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he's better than
Josh McDaniels. It's there. There's a connection.
If you're a team that you think, like, if your quarterback gets hurt and you still can win the Super Bowl, he'd be – what? I mean, the obvious one. Now, if the suspension comes out, it's a year. I think it's a no-brainer for the Browns, obviously.
So now everyone's under the impression it's eight?
Apparently. Who knows?
So is this eight because they don't want Deshaun Watson to sue?
Probably.
But now you got to see who's that report was contradicted by his lawyer that said in a text message that they will not. He has not heard about Deshaun wanting to sue if it's a year. So, who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
It's all over the place. But that's the NFL news for the big NFL news today is obviously the Jimmy G and what the fuck's going to happen with Jimmy G. And
call me crazy, but I still. I wouldn't hate if I was the Colts pick him up.
I thought about it too.
Dude, right? I think stay away from that guy.
I think he's better than Matty Ice.
Matty Ice has at least played most of his career. Like, that's the thing about Jimmy G is he's good when he plays, but he doesn't play a lot. Like,
yeah, but just as a backup, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he could be a backup. I think he's a great backup. He's an amazing backup in the NFL. I think he definitely proved that in New England. But, like, since he's been a starter, he just hasn't been able to stay on the field. I just wouldn't want to pay him that much and give up a shit ton to go and get him. Like, I would give up a 6th-round pick, 7th-round pick to go get him.
See, if you're the Niners, you just hold on because there's going to be one. There's going to be one.
I don't think the news would have came out now, though.
What's that?
If they were just going to hold on, would they have given permission now or later? Or, I don't know. Well, obviously, the obvious one is Seattle, but they're not going to do it in division.
Yeah, like, I think they have a great relationship, Jimmy and the Niners, where they're just saying, you know, do what you want, basically, is what it feels like.
Yeah, which is nice. Yeah.
If you were Jimmy, where would you even want to go? Like, I wouldn't even want to go anywhere. I would think I have a better chance of beating out Trey Lance than everybody else that's a starter, other than probably Marcus Mariota.
Who's their other quarterback on the roster? Is he still Big Dick Nick Mullins?
Let me see.
I think didn't they have Sudfeld for a little bit too?
They have, it is Sudfeld right now.
Sheesh.
And they drafted Brock Purdy.
See, that's even that. You're going in with fucking Trey Lance and Sudfeld. So if Trey Lance struggles, we're going Sudfeld.
No, dude, question. You're throwing Cornfield Jesus in there and you're getting fucking bombs.
Dude, there's no way. You can't do that.
Hey, I got one. The Detroit fucking Lions.
Yeah, should start week one if it's the Lions.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. He's definitely better than Goff, I think.
Oh, 100%.
Dude, that city broke Matt Stafford's back. No way.
I think he's top 15 quarterback in the league.
He's better than fucking Carson Wentz.
Yeah, how about we just go with tell me he's quarterbacks that he's not better than?
Yeah, it's interesting. Can't wait to see. Can't wait to see it. We'll see where the odds go. Yes, Bruce? You leaned in. Did the five win?
No, the five came. in second. He broke. Broke well. Got ran over by the favorite down the stretch. Just kind of ran out of horse, even though it's only six furlongs. I accidentally bet it twice. So that's why I'm a little rattled.
All right, let's do the 3M. Let's see if that can get you fucking back on the course, huh?
Yeah.
3M, which is up in the Twin Cities, I believe, up in Minnesota. Not a top loaded field.
No.
We're gonna stay here because everyone just was in Europe forever. Now they're back here, back on home turf.
Golf bags,
huh?
Probably just got their golf bags.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously.
Did you see those fucking pictures, dude?
Yeah, really bad.
Jesus Christ. Finau's the favorite. Hideki is second. Sung J-M is third. Hadwin, Thigala, Mav McNeely round out your top six at 20-1 there. All the research I've done on this course is, I think,
Do you have to hit your approach shots in irons well?
No, actually, this one, you dickhead. is more driving. It's one of the longer courses.
Gotcha.
And driving accuracy because there is a fuck ton of water hazards. So you do not want to drive it into the water, you fuck.
Gotcha.
How do you like that, Bruce?
No, that's fair.
Makes
the favorites make sense.
Finau and Hideki make sense why they're the favorites. And I'm not going to be taking them pre-tournament, pre-flop. I will be looking to see maybe if what their odds are like after round one, if they have a mediocre round one or whatever like that. But 13 and 14 to 1, I'm going to be staying away from those two.
Yep. Hideki's been falling too. I think he
really has
opened at 16 and is now 14. I think Hideki really should be the favorite here, just kind of based on play and that driver accuracy.
Yeah, exactly.
And Hideki's probably got the best three wood on the tour. The tour that he's on, at least for now. So that kind of trio of Sung J-M, Hideki, and Tony Finau, I would definitely take Hideki out of those three.
The
Morikawa, wouldn't you want to play in this tournament just to fucking try and win something?
Maybe.
Right. Get going, like some of these guys. Even John Rahm, like he hasn't won in a minute.
It's a good thought. It really is, because. Yeah.
A lot of how it all shakes out is like the sponsors and like if they have ties to 3M or not and all that shit. Wow. And I don't think 3M has a lot of like player relationships.
That would make sense.
Yeah, bro. I'm going through this list. I don't know a single one of these golfers other than Tony Finau because you guys always sing his name. So let's go. I'm gonna actually throw a flyer out there because I love this.
We got
dude's
Mitt
name.
Fucking throwing a flyer here.
Yeah, no, this is a sick bet, Cameron Chomp. Plus 4,000.
Fucking Cameron Chomp.
Oh yeah, plus 4,500. Let's go.
Okay, so I will not be taking Cam Champ this week.
Are Connors in?
No, I don't think so. My shortest odds on the board are I'll be putting some sort of bets in is Thigala at plus 2,020 to 1. I'll also be putting a little bit in on Cam Davis at 22 to 1. Farther down the board, both at 34 to 1 on FanDuel, Brendan Steele and JT Poston. And then a little bit of a longer shot, 65 to 1, Austin Smotherman.
All right. Smother that man.
Exactly. Great wordplay, Bruce. Thank you.
I love it. So my two, I'm with you on Thigala. If you somehow have missed the Gala over the last couple tournaments,
guy's the best.
This guy is electric. He is bombing the ball. He's like takes like 1 second to putt. He basically looks like he's playing a Muni with his buddies on Saturday half the time. But he is long and awesome. So I'm on him, and then Davis Riley 22 to 1. I like him in here. I also really like Maverick McNeely, but I'm just in a Maverick McNeely detox because it seems like he has great 3 days, but can't really put that fourth day together. A lot of the time, or good 2 days, good third day together.
Who did you? 4 days.
On moving day.
Yeah, moving day and Sunday just tends to let me down.
So I'm gonna have to say Chomp just because fucking
yeah,
throwing that name out there might just happen.
I do love McNeely. I think it's like plus 125, top 20 though. Because like
Hadwin playing?
Yeah, Hadwin's 20-1 as well. I don't hate
McNeely for sure. Give me
Hadwin top 10.
Were you on Davis Riley too?
Yeah, Davis Riley and Thigala. Thigala hammer play and probably will add live if he's going low.
I got no problem with any of those. My three balls for this week for round one. Got five of them. Sorry, seven of them.
Ooh.
Tony, oh, nope, that was my top 40.
Top 40 round robin. I did a
round robin top 40 with Finau, Matsuyama, Brendan Steele, Poston, Smotherman, Thigala, and Cam Davis. That was the top 40.
Top 10.
Huh?
What's Hadwin top 10?
Hadwin top 10. You going fucking Canadians?
Yeah, Victoria lad.
Hadwin top 10 is plus 230.
There we go.
Jumping in on it.
Yeah, go on, son.
My three balls are, got four of them. Dylan Fratelli is plus 140.
Great Instagram commenter.
Great. Adam Hadwin is minus 105. I got him in my three balls, pal.
There we go.
Tringali is even money. I got him in my three balls. And Patton Kizzire is plus 125. Those are my three
Patton balls. Kizzire.
Yeah.
Couldn't spell it if you held a gun to my head and told me it was my last second on earth.
Which first name or second name?
Either one. And Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N.
Nailed it.
Kizzire. K-Y-Z-E-I-R.
K-I-Z-Z-I-R-E.
All right. Cool.
You would have you would have survived a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what we got for the 3M. We are going to let me text him. A guest picker for our NFL segment today.
Should we sneak the TBT?
Oh, you got TBT? You got the basketball tournament picks?
Yeah.
So, dude, so, I saw them playing at Rucker this weekend.
Awesome. Yeah, they're playing at Rucker tonight again. So Florida TNT is minus 8.5 against the Fort Wayne Champs.
Okay.
I love them there. They scored 114 in their first game. And then if that wins, I'm going to take HBCU United plus 4.5 at Rucker Park against Americana for Autism. And then if that hits, I'll probably take Zip 'em Up against Sideline Cancer.
Okay.
Even though I hate fading both the charity teams.
Sideline Cancer.
Yeah, this guy fucking hates the
cancer. Sideline Cancer is an OG, but Zip 'em Up is the Xavier alumni, and they dropped 94 in their first game, and they're looking like maybe too much to handle.
Okay. Thank you, Bruce, for TBT picks. Welcome into the show. Boston Connor, how are you, pal?
Good, fantastic. Good to be here.
Bruce, you're going to turn on his mic. Don't be a scumbag, dude.
Hi.
Nice.
Good to be in here with you guys.
It's good to have you.
Those TBT picks that I walked in on.
Yeah. And
what do you mean?
It wasn't like I'm taking these games. It's like if this one hits, then
yeah.
I'll take
well, you know, we're not.
You're a liar, by the way. If the first one doesn't hit, you're still taking. The
no.
One.
So it starts at 6 p.m. So it's like, all right, if it's
you're telling
going
me the first
to
one
hit,
doesn't hit, you're not
depositing more.
No, but he can't throw that bet because if it doesn't hit, it's not going to be able to play the next game. Like, they're not going to be
I'm saying if
game.
It doesn't look like no, they're going to cover 8.5, I'm probably going to do HBC United but sit out the sideline cancer fade. All right? How about that?
You're going to sit out the sideline cancer fade.
Sideline cancer only won by 1 point in the first round. Oh, and
you're a scumbag.
They're leaning on their two top players too much, and the Xavier alumni look like they have a lot more chemistry coming in.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you, Bruce.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Against sideline
Brought Connor in here because we are continuing our AFC East preview. Today we have the New England Patriots, who are plus 450 to win the division, the same odds as the Miami Dolphins to win the division. They are plus 2,200 to win the AFC, plus 4,000 to win the Super Bowl. Over-under is 8.5 wins on the season. They are plus 160 to make the playoffs. They are minus 190 to miss the playoffs. Week one, they got plus 2.5 at the Dolphins. Week two, they are minus 1.5 at the Steelers. Who did they add? Devontae Parker, Ty Montgomery, Mac Wilson, which I think is big because they were fucking slow as shit at linebacker. Malcolm Butler's back. Terrence Mitchell, Jabril Peppers. I'm excited to see the way Bill uses him.
Yep.
They lost Shaq Mason. Teddy Karras. Was Teddy Karras a end of the season? Or
He started during the season a couple times. He played like a bunch of different positions for
us. Winovich doesn't matter, right?
Nope. Doesn't matter.
Hightower doesn't matter.
Hightower matters, but again, old kind of slower linebacker. Does Van Noy matter? Van Noy matters for sure.
Jamie Collins
not as much because I don't think we're going to do many two or three linebackers.
And one that definitely matters, J.C. Jackson, is gone to the Chargers.
That one hurts.
They drafted Cole Strange, Tyquan Thornton, who's the speedy wideout out of
Baylor.
Baylor, which he got some shit because he's Baylor wideout, right? Yeah. Jack Jones is a corner. Okay.
Beast.
How do you feel?
I feel pretty good about it. I really do. There's a few dudes who we also drafted. This guy, Pierre Strong, who he was the fastest running back at the combine. I mean, Tyquan was the fastest wide receiver at the combine. It's just going to come down to Mac Jones. I mean, our schedule is ridiculously hard. The AFC's stacked.
I wouldn't worry about Mac. I think Mac is good.
Yeah.
I think you have more weapons than you've had in a long time, but both tight ends. You fucking add Devontae Parker to a wideout room that was doesn't have a true number one, but it
definitely
has
not.
Three with Devontae has three pretty fucking good NFL wide receivers.
Yeah,
what are you gonna say, Paul? Sure.
Jonnu Smith needs to be get the ball a lot more.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened with him. He was so bad.
Hunter Henry was good last year.
He was really, really good. He's probably Max. I mean, him and Kendrick Bourne were Max, like, two guys last year, I'd say. Not having a fullback, losing Jakob Johnson, that just makes me think we're just going to sling the pill, and that's why it's just solely on Mac Jones. Because I think with Bill, you mentioned Mac Wilson. I think there's going to be a lot of just, especially because of what Buffalo is and now what Miami is, just so much speed. Just a lot of one guy in the middle playing linebacker, probably go four linemen, and then the rest just in the secondary.
But the running back depth is good.
Yep.
Jacoby Myers, Kendrick Bourne, Devontae Parker, Nelson Aguilar, Tyquan Thornton. That's
solid.
It's very solid.
Yeah, like I'll love that.
Are you worried about the defense?
Not really. I'm not. I think at the end of the day, with the Bills, you're going to have to score 30 points at least. And I probably with the Dolphins, same thing. I like that we're in Miami the first week because it helps us more when they got to come up
later
in December. Yeah, when it's cold out. But you know, AFC North have to play them. NFC North have to play them. So really, the only games that you look at the schedule for the Patriots where it's like, okay, Lions, Bears, Vikings, maybe, but first year head coach, so we'll see. And then Jets, maybe, because Zach Wilson's a dog now.
I've got the. We've been doing this with every team. Detroit's should be a win.
Uh-huh.
Bears should be a win.
Should be a win.
Jets two times should be wins.
Should be a win.
Okay, you get Dolphins and Bills. You'd like to split?
I mean, we split with Bills. We got swept by the Fins last year. So, I mean, if we split one of those two, I'll be happy.
On the road, so you're going to have to win some of these, is the Steelers, which could be a down year. We don't know yet.
Yep.
Green Bay. Cleveland's early.
Cleveland is early.
Which is so good.
That helps a lot.
Minnesota's on the road. Arizona's on the road. Las Vegas is on the road.
Yeah, Minnesota being indoors, I think, helps us more. But also, like, if Kevin O'Connell comes out in there, unbelievable. Like, would you be that surprised?
No, I mean, I think the Vikings are a pretty good team.
When do we play them?
Minnesota. I think it was, like, in the middle of the season.
Just November. So that's good. Any team. No, that's what I try and look for. Because, like, last year we were 2-4, and then we went on the run and won 7 straight. So I really won't be worried until it's like end of October and we're not playing well.
Minnesota is November 24th.
Yeah, so I think that's
prime
kind
time
of a,
game too.
Is that a Thanksgiving game? No, we don't play on Thanksgiving.
It's prime time.
So we might have this Sunday night.
And it's 4 days after you play the Jets. So you play the Jets on November 20th.
So Sunday. And so we might have a Thanksgiving game.
Thanksgiving night game.
That's awesome.
Huh?
It's the date.
24th?
Yeah.
Is that the last Thursday in November?
I believe so.
Yeah, because there's only 30 days.
Why there's no way the Jets are fucking anything this year, because look at how hard the Dolphins and Patriots schedule is.
Yeah, true. I get worried about these first-year receivers, though. Like, if Garrett Wilson comes in, he's a stud. They got Uzama now.
We'll talk about the Jets tomorrow, but I think they're better.
Yeah, definitely. Elijah Moore. Like, they
can't get much worse.
No, they did not get worse.
They have no O-line. That's the only thing I'm like hanging my hat on.
Yeah, because Becton needs to.
Yeah, he's
get better.
Yeah, huge. He always gets hurt.
And who? Well, they did have three. Who they took? Garrett Wilson,
Jermaine Johnson, Sauce.
Florida State, and Sauce Gardner. Okay, so none of those were O-line.
No O-line.
Zachy boy just running for the hills.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm still not worried about the Jets.
Their wideouts aren't bad. Garrett Wilson, what's his name from the Titans?
Corey Davis.
Elijah Moore was good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
When do we play the Packers?
Packers.
They're early, right?
Let me see.
I think they're in October the first 4 2nd. Weeks. Oh, okay. Yeah. So is that week 4 or 5?
Week 3. Yeah. Four. You're right. So week you're four. At Dolphins.
Yeah.
At Steelers. Am I reading that correctly?
Something? I think so.
Yeah. Then home to the Ravens and then at Green Bay.
Yeah, I think the Ravens.
It's not an easy start.
It's very hard. I think having Green Bay early is better just because they kind of have a younger offense. Like, I mean, is Watson their one? Or is Watkins their one? That doesn't scare me as much, but it's Rodgers. So it's hopefully at that point they're still working through some stuff. But their defense is going to be so good.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's why no matter what, I think our defense will be all right. We don't have a number one. So teams like the Finns, like the Bills, who have like bona fide ones, we're going to double, and then it's just going to be up to everyone else. That's why they're not going to do the linebackers like correct. They did like they have at least the past few years. Like it's just going to be Mac Wilson, and he flies around.
So back to the win total. So you get those four. Say you split with the Bills and Dolphins, you get to six there. I think you're okay because 8.5. You only need three more. So say you go 3-3, just those road games.
Yeah.
You're there. And that's Steelers, Green Bay, Cleveland, Minnesota, Arizona, Las Vegas.
Yeah. And we have Cleveland in the first eight, I believe.
Yeah. So you have the home games, which aren't easy either with Baltimore, Indy, and Cincy, which
you're
probably going to win.
Indy, I think, definitely. I think Cincy, too. I honestly do. I don't know. They might be better, but I just think, I mean, Cincinnati lost to the Jets last year.
I thought
the Dolphins and the Patriots both to make the playoffs at plus money. One of them's making it.
Yeah, I mean, the tough. I think there's a chance there's going to be two from the AFC East. I mean, last year there was. It'd be tough to have three. I know the NFC West did it. Like, if there's a division that's going to send three teams, it's the AFC West. Like,
you would think.
You would think. And injuries happen and all that shit, so who knows? Like, just on paper right now, you would think the AFC West sends three teams.
I would like to think that you get two from West, North, and East, and then the winner of the AFC South.
Yeah. Those are the three best.
Yeah.
What?
Tony back to fucking Barry in the South again.
I mean, the South. Tennessee without A.J. Brown now. And, like, who knows what their rookie's going to be. Maybe he is unbelievable.
I'm talking about that. I mean, unless fucking they run the ball for fucking 250 a game, which they might.
But they lost Saffold, their starting guard, who was a pro
and
bowler.
And Quistenberry.
And they lost Quistenberry. So they did lose some O-line.
Yeah, I'm a little down on the Titans, okay?
I'm all down on the Titans for sure.
Fucking Tannehill plays terrible. Good with me, dude.
Well, he's in a bad spot.
So I thought originally coming to the show I might take the under 8.5, but I feel like when I just went through the schedule and if things fall their way, I think I might go. I think I'm leaning towards the over.
I like the over. I could see us missing the playoffs at 9-8, though.
Yeah.
I could see us missing it at 10-7.
That would suck.
Yeah.
We talked about this yesterday. I don't see that happening.
I hope
I don't not. See 10-7 because there's so much carnage that's going to happen in the AFC.
Yeah, true.
That I think 9-8 gets you in.
Anybody have a fucking easy schedule?
I don't think so.
Yeah, the AFC for the next 10 years is just murderer's row. Like,
he went through the Dolphins yesterday, and I was like, that's a nightmare. Patriots is the fucking same.
Mm-hmm. Anybody in the AFC North is a nightmare.
There's like a strength of schedule.
Assume the AFC North and AFC East are just at the top. Because now, really, the NFC has a lot of old quarterbacks.
Bottom of the strength of schedules is Commanders and Cowboys, Eagles and Giants.
Yeah.
Lions are down there. The lowest AFC teams as far as easiest strength of schedule, Colts, Jaguars, Titans.
Yeah.
Coach.
So even the strength of schedule reflects the AFC South.
You get to the Browns are at 17th as far as non-AFC. Or no, the Dolphins are at 21st, and I don't understand how. That's a tough schedule.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It feels like the AFC South has the easiest of the
– Yeah.
And then the NFC East.
Yep.
NFC North.
I think probably, yeah, NFC South too with the Bucks. Because the Bucks get the Saints, the Panthers.
They must play – because the Bucs apparently have the fourth hardest schedule. They must play an AFC division that's hard.
They don't play the AFC North. They don't play the AFC East. They must play the AFC West.
Oh, jeez.
That's who it is? It has to be.
Christ.
Let me see.
I could see three of them going.
They play the North. They play the AFC North.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. Who plays the West? What NFC division plays the West?
Let me see. So I will just go to the Chiefs schedule and find it that way. Chiefs play the NFC West.
Damn.
Oh,
that's going to be fucked off.
So many good games this year. We should have known that.
Broncos Monday Nighter.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Chiefs play the NFC West, but they also play the Buccaneers. Because remember that 17th game is.
Yeah.
Another NFC team.
Yeah, the first of the division from the NFC.
Yeah.
God damn. That sucks. But I mean, as much as I think the Dolphins are going to be good, I could see just the Bills coming out. I could see just the Bills, two from the AFC North, three from the AFC West, and then the AFC South winner.
I do think the Bills will win the division just because.
Definitely.
You look at they have a plethora of weapons.
Yeah, I think they're Josh going Allen this year. But I think it's going to be Bills Bucks, and I think the Bucks are going to.
Why
be
am I forgetting his name again? Who scored four touchdowns against the Chiefs?
Gabriel Davis.
Him.
Dalvin Cook's brother. They are the ones that got Roger Saffold. Like, they're going to have a running back in a running game now. Dawson Knox.
I think they got.
Kept everyone on their defense.
Did they get Quisenberry too? Or did he go?
I don't know where. But
keep thinking somebody in the West, AFC West is going to stink.
Yeah, I don't know. It happened. I mean, that's the thing with. Like Quisenberry
did go to the Bills as well.
He did? Damn. Like the NFC West was murderer's row, and then Russell Wilson got hurt in week four, and then they were just shit. But but they sent three teams. And then they had the two NFC championship teams.
Can't wait. How many days are we away?
50 days. We're right there.
We are training camp right
like
there.
Really starts next week.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
All right, boys. Hey, thank you.
Awesome. I really like that over 8.5.
Okay.
It's the way you guys laid it all out.
I mean, in 2020 with Cam Newton, the worst roster of all time, we won 7 games somehow.
Yeah.
It's well said.
So I think well we can said. Get 9. I yeah. do.
It's probably the lowest total. I guess that Cam Newton year is probably pretty low, too.
7,
but,
I think. Yeah. But, yeah, 8.5 is low. I think we can do it. But, again, it just.
17 games.
The entire year.
All you need is a winning record.
Yes. And it just hinders on Mac Jones.
All right. Appreciate it, dude.
All right, boys.
Do we have any? I assume there's no boost. Is there any fucking ESPYs boost for tonight?
I didn't see any. They are doing
okay,
like
here's a boost.
What?
Yankees, Astros, Dodgers, and Mets to each win 100 plus games.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me pull up the standings here.
Yankees, Astros, Dodgers, and wow.
Yankees, Astros, Dodgers, and Mets.
We factoring inflation into this?
So the Yankees have 64.
Oh, this boost is fucking awesome. This is probably the coolest baseball boost I've ever seen.
Astros have 59. How many games have been played, by the way?
91. Ooh, so there's the only.
Go 500. They finish with 99.
So there's what, 71 games left?
Sheesh.
This is my. Math right there.
70 what?
71 games left.
If they're in the 90s, then yeah.
So the Yankees only have to win 36, which means they have to go 500 the rest of the way. You would think they're going to get there.
Yeah.
The Mets already have 58. Dodgers already have 60. I'm going to take it.
All right, boys.
Plus 400.
Just put it in.
400.
I don't see any of these teams falling off, do you?
No, Mets should get better. Yanks got to go 500. Dodgers. What are the Dodgers at?
60.
the only like the shakiest Warrior is somehow Mets collapse, which is tough to envision.
Put it this way: last year, Giants won 107, Dodgers won 106, the Rays won 100.
Giants won 107 last year.
Yeah, wagon.
Fucking what a run by that squad!
I know, right?
Well,
yeah. Well, Tony, before we get out of here, I'm betting some tennis tonight. Yeah, we got Shuai Zhang, women's tennis here, plus 120, 8 p.m. start time. This is not my most comfortable favorite bet I've ever given out on this show.
No.
And I might not know anything about tennis, but I'm definitely due to win a bet in it. So let's go, Shuai Zhang. Get out there and hit that fucking ball. Let's go.
You're an asshole,
let's
dude.
Let's have a rally.
You are a fucking asshole, dude. Right. You got any more fucking horses you want to give out before we get out of here?
No. So not only did I bet that twice, but I deposited, bet it, and then it was like, oh, that deposit didn't go through. Deposited again and bet it again. $200 down the drain on the 5-4, so that is not very responsible.
And that's what we like to call ESPYs Wednesday.
Yeah, that's Black Wednesday, as they call it. Let's go Florida TNT.
All right. Okay, good luck. We'll be back tomorrow with baseball games. Actually, we will continue with the New York Jets and everything else that we need to go through. Can't thank you guys enough. At Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram, youtube.com/HammeredDown. Love everybody. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.